Christ is among us. Every day, billions of seeds all over the world are under pressure. They are constricted or rubbed together. They are in a narrow place that hems them in. They experience an internal pressure. They are confined, restricted, without options. They seem to have no way to escape until the day when that immense inner germination power placed in them by God pushes the first roots and shoots out of the seed. The newly germinated seed is now hemmed in by the surrounding soil and rocks, but again, the inner germination power placed in the seed by God gives it power to push through any kind of obstacles until it reaches light and develops and matures into a beautiful plant that will produce more seeds that will go through the same process over and over again. All the words I use to describe what a seed goes through during the process of germination, I took from Strong's Dictionary for defining and explaining the Greek word thlipsis that was translated with tribulation in John 16:33, when the Lord says, "In the world you will have tribulation." Also, the analogy between the tribulation of a seed and our tribulation was made by the Lord. According to the Gospel of John, when he started to speak to his disciples about his own tribulation, about his own death and resurrection, he compared his death and resurrection with the death and resurrection of a grain of wheat. In the end of his discourse, he told his disciples that they themselves will have tribulation in the world. They themselves will feel many times like a seed in the ground. They will feel pressured, constricted, rubbed together in a narrow place that hems them in. They themselves will feel confined, restricted, without options and no way to escape. What a good description of what we feel so many times in our own lives. However, the rest of the verse and the end of the Lord's discourse and teaching about tribulation says, "But be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." What was translated in English with "be of good cheer" or "take courage" is in the original Greek New Testament the word tharseite. According to Strong's Dictionary, this word comes from the root thar, which means bolstered because warmed up, and is derived from tharsos, which means emboldened from within. Therefore, what was translated with "be of good cheer," it properly means bolstered within, which supports unflinching courage, literally to radiate warm confidence, exude social boldness, because warm-hearted. Further explaining the meaning of this word, the Strong's Dictionary tells us that tharseo, emboldened to show courage, refers to God bolstering the believers, empowering them with a bold inner attitude to be of good courage. For the believers, tharseo, showing boldness, is the result of the Lord infusing His strength by His inworking of faith. Showing this unflinching, bold courage means living out the inner confidence, inner bolstering that is Spirit-produced. As the germination power given by God to the seed helps the seed overcome its tribulation and grow into a beautiful plant, in the same way, when we feel pressured, hemmed in, restricted and without options, when we have tribulation in the world, the Lord tells us to look within because He is within us. He who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. His Spirit is within us, and He will embolden us from within. He will give us a bold inner attitude. He will embolden us to show courage because He has already overcome the world. The Lord began His encouraging discourse about tribulation by saying, "Most assuredly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it produces much grain." The tribulation of a grain of wheat produces new life. Our tribulation is meant to take us to a new and higher level of life. If we do not give up, if we do not lose hope, but look within us for the one who overcame the world and gave new life to the world. In a future message, God willing, we will talk about how we could connect with He who is in us and who is greater than He who is in the world or any tribulation we could ever have in the world. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. With faith, hope, and love, yours in Christ, Father Cosmin Siko.